The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to our ancestors, 'You shall not kill.' Whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there you recall your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown in prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Good morning. Boys and girls, have you ever been angry at somebody before? Yeah, well, you said yes right away, huh? And us adults, we know we have too. And when we're angry with somebody, oftentimes we're capable of not saying nice things about them. Maybe we'll talk about them behind their back, spread rumors, we can hold a grudge. And that's not good for any of us. And in this gospel today, Jesus tells us, if we're having trouble with somebody, first try to talk to them about it. Don't try to demonize them or make them the bad person right away. Because God loves everybody, does he not? And we all make mistakes, and we're all imperfect. So one of the best things that we could do during this Lenten season as a parish and as a school community is to try to see the good in each other. Now, sometimes we are going to get impatient or we're going to get on each other's nerves just a little bit. But what Jesus is telling us to do with this gospel is let's try to see the good in each other instead of constantly always trying to find fault in one another. So my hope and prayer for all of us is that instead of talking about people, we're going to talk about people not negatively, but in a good way, and choose to pray for those that we're struggling to love. So what I want us to do right now is all of us at this church is to think of who in our lives we're struggling to love right now. Who maybe are we being impatient with? Who have hurt us? And let's pray for those people right now, and let's ask God to bless them. So who in your life are you struggling to love? Let's all bow our heads, and let's pray for those people right now.